In nomine Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti, Amen. In the second reading today, we hear about Elijah the prophet. Elijah, we hear about going out into the desert, and he prays for death. And he says, I'm no better than my fathers. And we look at that and say, what's this all about? Elijah had just failed God. You stop and think about what happened. Three times he called down fire from the sky. Last time was because the 450 prophets of Baal, he had challenged them. You guys take a bullock and I'll take one. You call on your gods, I'll call on mine. The God who answers in fire is the real God. The Lord comes down in fire, takes up the entire Holocaust, and then Elijah and the people slay the 450 prophets of Baal. Now this is after the military came after him, and he called down fire and wiped out the military on two different occasions. And then Jezebel, a wicked, nasty queen, threatens him. If you're still alive by this time tomorrow, let this happen to me. And what's he do? He runs away. So he runs all the way from up at Mount Carmel, which is quite a ways up in the north. It's actually up by Nazareth, all the way down to Beersheba, which is way down to the southern part of Israel. So it's about 100 miles. And he goes out and he realizes, I've just failed the Lord. Take my life, I'm no better than my father's. And we hear about the Lord waking him up and making him eat and taking him on the 40-day journey through the desert, strengthened by the food that he had eaten. Obviously extraordinary food, which prefigures the Holy Eucharist. But we look at this and say, what's going on here? What's this all about? Elijah needed to be humbled. All the extraordinary things that happened, which he says very plainly, all these things I did at the command of the Lord. And yet, he still let the Lord down. We in our humanness are going to do the same. We've got 40 days that we can work on whatever. And how often we let him down. How many times we fail. As we talked about this the other day, it's actually a necessity so that we can learn some humility, which is actually far more important than overcoming whatever other area that we're trying to work on. Because if we did this by our own strength and we were victorious in overcoming the problem, we'd be so filled with pride that now we'd be in worse shape than we were before. So God allows us to fall flat on our face. He allows us to fail. And then lifts us up. Notice he didn't condemn Elijah for the failure. Elijah's condemning himself. God doesn't. God picks him up, feeds him, tells him to walk down to Horeb, which is the same as Sinai. And so we see all these things happening. And we see something also very important. Not only the 40 days and 40 nights that Moses spends in the cloud talking with God, praying, the 40 days and 40 nights that Elijah walks through the desert to get to that same mountain where God had appeared to Moses. But now in the gospel reading, we hear this strange little passage that when a demon has gone out from a person, it wanders through the arid lands. And finding no place of rest, it comes back to where it was. Tries to get back in, finds everything in good order. And comes back with seven worse than themselves. Well, that is indeed what happens. But it's a warning for us also that as we work our way through these 40 days of Lent, to be very careful not to just simply say, okay, Lent is over, I can go back just to my regular routine of sin. Because then we're just opening up the door for the demon to get back in. But not just him, but seven worse than him. So in other words, we need to make sure that the prayer is in good order. That is how we keep the demons out, obviously living a good life, a moral life, but it's prayer that keeps that guard up. It's prayer that keeps the demon from being able to get back in. So that's what we have to make sure that we are doing. So continue to work on whatever you're doing, but continue the prayer. And when Lent is over, continue the prayer. Don't allow that to fall away, because then the guard is let down once again. We don't want to let the guard down, and we don't want the demons back. We want to kick these clowns out. We want to keep them out. That's what the Lord is teaching us. So a very, very important lesson. And that, again, is part of the humility. It's what Elijah had to learn. Again, he's being dependent on God. He didn't send the fire down from the sky by himself. He had no power to do that. Only God could, and he was dependent on God to do it. But then when it came down to it, now he's being threatened, what's he do? He turns away from God, he turns in on himself, and he crashes, just like us. And so we need to learn to be dependent on God always, to be turning to him, to keep our focus on him always. So again, what a great thing to work on in these 40 days, just as Moses had to put his focus on God for 40 days. Elijah had to do the same, so do we. But then it's not just the 40 days, because we know what happened to Elijah when he got there. He went up to the cave. There were all those things that were going on. He heard God in the still, small voice, in the tiniest whisper. He had to be focused on God to do that. He wouldn't have noticed if his focus wasn't right. And so too for us. God is there, sometimes very hidden, not necessarily in the big extraordinary things, but in the tiny little ones. And that's where we need to be able to find him. Only way to do that, keep our focus on him. The only way to keep our focus on him is to make sure that our prayer is in order. Our prayer is focused on God. So that, in this time of Lent, is the most important thing of all. So yes, work on getting rid of the junk, work on growing in virtue, but more than anything, work on the prayer. Not only does that bring us closest to God, but that also is what will keep the guard up, to keep the devil and his minions from being able to get back in, to keep us safe, to keep us protected, to keep our focus where it belongs, on the Lord.